Welcome back, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. This is MusicChurchMagazine.com's Christmas Memories program. And our very special guest, Dave Donahue. Yeah, that's right. This is Country and Bluegrass Christmas Memories, but I had to use the Charlie Brown Christmas theme. I just love this. Let's take a listen to it here for just a minute. We never get to hear it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Charlie Brown. I want to tell you about our special guest, Dave Donahue. He is a former announcer on 650 WSM out of Nashville. He was on the overnight show. He replaced Ralph Emery after he left. He was also the voice of the Opry warm-up show, and he was the host of the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree. Dave Donahue. He is an author, a writer. He is a member of the Disc Jockey Country Music Hall of Fame. Good to have him with us. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his Christmas memories. But before we go to Dave, I kind of want to smooth things out here with a beautiful song. You know, Christmas time is here. It's coming very near. I want to go back to an album with Ricky Skaggs as they had their Skaggs Family Christmas Volume Number 1. Christmas time is here. Let's let the Skaggs family tell us all about it on our Christmas memories. Here on MusicChartsMagazine.com. That is absolutely beautiful, and that is from the Skaggs Family record label. The album is called A Skaggs Family Christmas that him and his family got together, I don't know, 2-3 years ago and recorded that album, Skaggs Family Christmas. Christmas time is here. Dave, what a great honor to have you on our program, Christmas Memories. Let me pick your brain. Do you have a Christmas Opry memory?
I sure do. I got a lot of them. I always like to work on Christmas, and I think that was probably what was in my head when I proposed to the Opry cast members that we do this Christmas radio show. So as I gathered some of the members in individually to have them reminisce about Christmas time, I got some great memories by listening to them. One of the most fun memories I ever got in my life was from Bluegrass's Jim and Jesse Reynolds. You talk about a couple of boys that grew up in the wilds of the hills.
Yeah.
At Christmas time, them boys, they said they had an uncle who always got a little too much into the eggnog before he came over on Christmas morning. And he always brought them a big, huge sack, tow sack of Christmas candies, those little hard rock candies that you can suck on.
Yeah.
He was crossing a mountain creek, and he slipped and fell in. Well, he got out, sopping wet, got to the cabin, got dried out, put his clothes near the stove to dry, and had that sack near the stove to dry. And Jesse Reynolds said, "You'll never believe it. Hey, when we opened that old burlap sack with all that candy in there, it had all melted together." He said, "We chipped on that stuff for nearly a year before we got it all out."
I had the privilege to work with Jim and Jesse just a couple of times back in my West Virginia days, and they were very cordial, very, very nice people, and wow, were they entertainers. I'll tell you, they could sing. Boy, they really made some good music through the years, didn't they?
Well, they sure did. And the other thing Jim told me is he said, you know, we were poor. Christmas was not like it is with a lot of people. He said, we had another uncle who was so poor, all he gave us for Christmas, he was in the logging business, so he was always blowing up stumps. So he gave us a couple of pieces of dynamite each at Christmas time and said, "Here, boys, here's your fireworks." I had the great pleasure of working at Opryland Hotel Studio, and also when the old Opry Park was there. Opryland Park was there. We had a studio in the park. And in both those instances, especially at the Opryland Hotel with our studio there, I got to see all of the beautiful lights that they have, the millions of lights every year. And, of course, driving to work, you have to drive through a million Christmas lights just to get to the Opryland Hotel. And so, you know, that's a pretty good way. If you're down, feeling down, on your way to work, and that's where you drive to work. By the time to get to work, you're singing Christmas carols. It just was a great place to work at Christmas time, because you'd see all the people and all the festival moods, and that, yes, Nashville's a great town to be in at Christmas time.
Well, let's play the song Christmas at the Opry, Loretta Lynn, the Wilburn Brothers, and then I think we will follow up with An Old-Fashioned Christmas. So we're going to play those two songs back-to-back, and we'll be back in just a few moments. This is Christmas Memories, two disc jockeys sitting back, talking about not only Christmas memories, but other memories in their mind. I'm Big Al Weekly, our special guest, Dave Donahue. We'll be back in just a few moments.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas. The Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. I want to be there when the biggest names of all come back for a Christmas curtain call. I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night. The Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. Remember the Opry stars from the late great years. You smile even though you wipe away some tears.
What's that sound making all the clouds go? Oh, of course, it's Uncle Dave Macon and his old banjo. I can see him now, keeping time with his feet, singing 11-cent cotton and 40-cent meat.
And as the applause dies down, there's another sound, swelling from the heavens and memories abound, of our friend Hank Williams and his lonesome sigh, of cold, cold heart, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. And Rod. Rod Brasfield. What a funny guy. He's there too, at that opera in the sky. Keep 'em laughing, Rod, way up there in the blue. And from all of us, a Merry Christmas to you. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jim Reeves, and Patsy Cline, singing all the great songs that made their stars shine. We still miss you, and we want you to know, someday we hope to join your Christmas Grand Ole Opry show.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. I want to be there when the biggest names of all come back for a Christmas curtain call. I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. Remember the Opry stars from the late, late years. You smile even though you wipe away some tears.
I can see the holly in the window.
This time of year is rather special to me, when the snow whitens the mountains, the valleys, and the trees. Memories form a picture in my mind from days of old, of an old-fashioned Christmas and the family together back at home. I can see my sisters and my brothers, John and Roy, everyone so happy and all so full of joy. Dad and Mother admiring each one of us so dear, and the children are playing together and all of them so full of cheer. Yes, this memory of home in my heart is a memory that time will never take away, because it lives all over again each year on Christmas Day. So let me say to you, if you're at home or far away, I hope you have an old-fashioned Christmas and a happy New Year's Day.
Soon, old Santa will be coming. There'll be lots of presents neath the tree. Back home at this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete.
Once again, I'm Big Al Weekly for MusicChartsMagazine.com. I want to thank our CEO once again, Jason Rogers, for getting Dave Donahue and myself together. Christmas memories. We've got a few more songs to play, a whole lot of memories that we don't have enough time to get in. But I do want to mention once again our very special guest. I always say I'm very honored and I'm humbled, Dave, to have you with us. You're a former Opry warm-up show host. You hosted the Midnight Jamboree. You worked at WSM on the overnight show. You were in the heart of Music City, in the heart of music. By the way, before we go to this next song, you're in Texas, right? Tell us, do you mind telling us a little bit about what you're doing now?
I live in East Texas. It's what they call the Piney Woods. I live in a very small little town called Jasper. Jasper, Texas. They call it the Jewel of the Forest. And this was a neighborhood where really lumber was a big industry in its day. Now, pretty much gas and oil is big in this part of Texas, as in a good bit of the parts of Texas. But it's a laid-back little small community, mostly a great retirement community near two of the best fishing lakes in the entire United States. One is called Sam Rayburn Reservoir, which straddles the Louisiana and Texas line. The other one is Toledo Bend. That's Toledo Bend. The other one is called Sam Rayburn. And both these are man-made lakes, and Sam Rayburn is one of the largest man-made lakes in the United States. It hosts fishing tournaments, nationally known fishing tournaments, every weekend here, from the Bassmasters on down. And it's just a great little community to live in. Everybody wears camo, practically.
You wear camo too?
I wear camo, and if you're not pulling a low boy behind you, I had to go buy a low boy just to feel like I wasn't left out, you know? Low boy's trailer, because everybody's got a trailer. Most people got ATVs, and everybody's got their deer leases. And it's just a good, close community. There are probably 50 churches in this little small community of 8,000 people. So, you know, it's a typical good core American town. It's not that far, 80 miles from Beaumont and the ocean, and about 125 miles due west is Houston, Texas. And we're not that far from Shreveport, Louisiana, to the north. And Dallas is about 4 hours away also to the north. So pretty good location. It's just a good place to have a lot of good friends. And I work at the little small radio station. I do a rock and roll oldies show, mm-hmm. which, having been in country music for nearly 40 years, sounds a little strange, but not really. About 25 or so of my years when I first started radio were in rock and roll. So the songs I'm playing is rock and roll oldies on Friday afternoon on the little small radio station. Very, in essence, were hit songs when I was a kid, playing them on the radio. So it's pretty much the normal thing for me to be able to switch between the two formats. But you know, in all reality, Big Al, I like all kinds of music. I had never really even heard or understood what trucking music was all about until I ended up on WSM. And you talk about a case of learning in a hurry. Wow. When you step in the shoes I step in, you feel those shoes real quick.
Yeah.
You find out that they're the best people in the world. I got one truck driver out there, Silver Eagle. I can bet you he'll hear this interview. I have no doubt in my mind my phone will ring sooner or later, and he'd say, "Oh, you tried to get away from me again, huh? Well, I found you." they're really great people. I was talking one time when I was on KVOO in Tulsa. I'd say old Bob Wills and the Texas Playboy station. Gene Autry worked there in his career, you know. And they just... they'll catch me everywhere. Speaking of Gene Autry, I had the great pleasure of talking to Gene and to Johnny Marks, too. We're talking about Christmas time. So I had a couple of experiences with them. You got a good Christmas record by Gene handy?
I do, and I think we better mention this, that Robert L. May had, created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in a book for Montgomery Ward in 1939. But it was Johnny Marks wrote the song, and then Gene recorded it, and I'm going to let you take it from there, and then we're going to play the Gene Autry recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
One of the greatest pleasures in my life, Big Al, was doing an interview with Gene Autry. Now, I had met him when I worked out in Los Angeles in Hollywood, California, in the early 60s, but it did not the opportunity did not arise at the time because he owned a radio station out there. And the opportunity didn't arise at the time for me to discuss anything about his music. But later in later years, I got to talk to him around Christmas time, and I asked him about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song that Johnny Marks had written. And Gene Autry said, you know, in all reality, I wanted that to be what they call a B-side of a record, because he didn't think it would could be anything that was good enough to be a hit record. He told his wife before he left for the studio that day to record the song, he says, you know, I'm really dreading recording this song. I just don't like it. It's sort of silly about a deer with a red nose that glows. He says, I don't think that's going to work. And his wife just patted him on the head and said, Gene, just go do the song. I think you'll be happy that you recorded it. And he said, boy, was she ever right. It was the biggest selling song he ever had.
Oh, they sold millions and billions of that song and still yet selling today.
Well, I played it on the radio last Friday.
Actually, I think I played it this morning, and we're going to play it again. Here's Gene Autry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
One of the big songs, and there's the big man to sing it, Mr. Gene Autry, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Dave Donahue and I will be back in just a little while with our third segment of Christmas Memories, but we're going to finish up this segment right here with some Jim Reeves. So we hope you enjoy our Christmas memories. Here's Jim Reeves and Christmas Card. This will take us back into around 1963 with Gentleman Jim Reeves.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk. and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas call.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas call.
The great gentleman Jim Reeves to finish up this segment of Christmas Memories. Here is some beautiful instrumental music to take us out of this segment here on MusicChartsMagazine.com. Silent Night.